This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And here's what I discovered. You can't walk in two directions at the same time. You can't walk in two directions at the same time. And that's true spiritually, because some of you tried it and you know it doesn't work. Some of you have tried to walk in two directions at the same time, where you tried to go one way and yet your heart was pulled in another direction. You possibly were doing what people in the Old Testament were doing. It says this, they worship God while they serve their idols. What a statement. They worship God, but they serve their idols. Waiting for a driver's license at a Bureau of Motor Vehicles one time, everyone had to watch a 5-minute video on safety on the highway, and the video was about train safety. And the video pointed out that more people lose their lives every year in Ohio to accidents at a train crossing than lose their lives in plane crashes. And I was struck by that. You mean more people are killed every year because of something that happens at a train crossing? And they said, yes. And the reason was this. Two reasons. People don't look, and people don't listen. People don't look, and people don't listen. We're going to read a passage of scripture from the book of Jeremiah today, where God says one of the saddest things about his people, they don't pay attention. And they don't listen. They don't pay attention and they don't listen. Chapter 35, verse 12 says this, then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel says, go and tell the men of Judah and the people of Jerusalem, will you not learn a lesson and obey my words, declares the Lord? Jonadab, son of Rechab, ordered his sons not to drink wine. And this command has been kept, and I'll add parenthetically, it was kept for 250 years because old granddad said, this family's not going to drink wine. To this day, they do not drink wine because they obey their forefathers' command. But I have spoken to you again and again, yet you have not obeyed me. Again and again, I sent all my servants, the prophets, to you. They said, each of you must turn from your wicked ways and reform your actions. Don't follow other gods to serve them. Then you will live in the land I have given to you and your fathers. But you have not paid attention or listened to me. Underline that if you do in your Bible. One of the saddest statements in the Bible. But you have not paid attention or listened to me. Don't raise your hands, but some of you have had this experience in your marriage, where you said something to your spouse and they pretended not to hear you. Some of you are smiling. What does that mean? Well, I don't know. Some of you know exactly what I mean. When you spoke to one of your children and they pretended not to hear you. You spoke to a coworker and they pretended not to hear you. You spoke to one of your neighbors. You spoke to someone at the mall and they pretended they didn't see you or they pretended not to hear you. You know what? You can get away with that in life time after time. But would you decide today, I'm not going to do that with the Lord God Almighty? Well, this is an important message from Jeremiah 35. It's actually a part of the mini-series within the Jeremiah sermon series, looking at the word covenant. We're in a covenant relationship with the Lord God Almighty. You know what part of the covenant is? Listening to Him. You know what part of the covenant is? Watching what He's doing in your life and what He has done in your life. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.